Hello.
Hi, is this Dominic Blocker or Tina?
Yes, Tina.
Tina, hi. So my name is Shira. I'm reaching out to you from Family First Home Care.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to continue the enrollment process for Dominic Blocker so he can go ahead and try and enroll for the services.
Okay.
I know that you spoke to my colleague Jasmine.
Yes.
So my name is Shira. I would be the enrollment coordinator for you guys and helping you, walking you through this process. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so. I'm not
Okay.
really sure.
That's okay. It's a lot to take in at first, but it's a very straightforward process. It's really simple. It just seemed like a lot in the beginning, but it really is a very straightforward process. First step, I don't want to overwhelm you too much with what's going to be happening. So let me just tell you step by step. What we're going to need to do is call into the Maximus Independent Enrollment Broker. They have to schedule a first assessment with Dominic. Once that's done, Dominic's going to need to have his doctor fill out a medical form. They send that back to the independent broker. Area and Aging is going to reach out to you for a second assessment, and then we'll continue from there. Okay?
Okay. Do I need to do any of that stuff, or do you guys take care of that?
So we walk you through the process. Essentially, you
Okay.
have to, the patient has to go through the process themselves for legal purposes, but instead of you fishing around for what to do next, we're going to be on top of it with you. Sometimes we can push things along to make it go faster, help you with paperwork and things like that. Okay?
Okay.
If you're ready, I'm going to give you a phone number to the first independent enrollment broker number.
Okay.
This number you're going to keep because they're also an intermediary between the county assistance office. So sometimes the county assistance is hard to reach. You just call the independent enrollment broker. They can give status of case very easily.
Okay, this is called the independent
Enrollment broker, IEB for short.
IE. Okay. And short enrollment. Okay. Broker.
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
877
Okay.
550-4227.
Or, oh, no, wait a minute. I just called them.
Amazing. Did you get an assessment scheduled?
I know she gave me all the information that I needed. I didn't get anything scheduled yet because she told me that I needed to fill the referral out online or have my son call and give his name, his date of birth, his address, and give a consent.
Was he able to
So
do that?
I was not yet because I'm not home with him,
Okay, that's
but I
fine.
won't
When
be
you're
able to.
home with him, you can go ahead and do that. The only reason why I'm saying that is because it's easier than going online. Many people don't know that. As soon as you go online, it just pushes it off longer. So if it's okay with you, I would say when you're with him, try calling in then.
Okay.
And I guess we'll be in touch tomorrow to see if you're able to get that scheduled or anything like that. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Any questions before I go?
No. Do you have a direct number also?
Yes. My direct line is a number I called you at with extension 119.
Extension 119. Okay.
Now
Can
you
you
can also.
so 551-7419?
Yeah.
551-7419, extension 119.
Yes. Now, if you have a hard time reaching me, you could always text this number as well. I'm going to be able to see that faster than if you leave me a voice message or anything else.
Okay. And you're the coordinator at First Care.
The enrollment coordinator, yes, at
Enrollment.
Family First.
I mean, yeah. Enrollment. Enrollment. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right, we'll be in touch. Take care.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.